This recording, Jiangsu 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. But long, that inchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Danyang, which is located in Jiangsu province. It is close to Changzhou. Once it was a small town, but now we can call it a city. I come from a big family. My father has 4 brothers and a sister. And in my family, my father, my mother, my big brother and me. I met a lot of friends when I was a child, and also when I graduated from the elementary school, I went a middle school, which is still in my hometown. And I love China very much, for its long history and the most of all, it is my hometown, and China has a long history and a wonderful culture.
子曰：“说爱斯些子，弗斯有乎？有朋自有方来，弗斯有乎？宁弗斯而弗云，弗斯君子乎？”子曰：“斯啥不？业已以蔽之。”曰：“斯无暇。”子游问少，子曰：“今之少者，斯未能也。”子于求马。皆能有涯，弗进何日必乎？子曰：“视其色日，视其色忧，察其色恩。人即色哉，人即色哉。”